Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1779. Spend Less, Live More, Part 1 by Leif of PhysicianOnFire.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. I have a new author for you today. I'll tell you more about Leif right after the reading. And it's a bit of a longer post, so I'll read the first half today and then finish the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's dive into the first half and start optimizing your life. Spend Less, Live More, Part 1 by Leif of PhysicianOnFire.com. Spend less, live more. Are these commands compatible, or does one suggestion negate the other? Alexander Hamilton was famously taught to talk less and smile more. It worked for him. I think my ideas could work for you. The YOLO, or you only live once crowd, mistakenly equates spending to living and living to spending as if they were one and the same. I'm here to tell you that they're not the same at all. When you dial down the spending, you'll be able to live more. It's true that you only live once, and you want to make the most of the one life you've been granted. That's all the more reason to spend wisely and get the most for your hard-earned dollars, allowing for time freedom all the more quickly. No one likes to be told to spend less. It can feel like an assault on one's current lifestyle. If lifestyle is important to you, though, this may be the message you need to hear. Ideally, this message of relative frugality gets to you before you've ramped up your standard of living to one that requires spending the vast majority of your income. It's much easier to stay off the hedonic treadmill or keep it going at a slow speed than it is to hop off once it's hit a ludicrous speed. My version of relative frugality for the high-income professional does not have to look like living like a student or a resident. You can trade top ramen, rice, and beans for arugula, steak, and potatoes, or sushi, or whatever you fancy. Most physicians can afford to live on half their take-home pay and still spend quite a bit more than the average U.S. household. The majority can both save and spend six figures annually. It is tougher when you earn less, but we've learned that even a single primary care physician with a salary below $200,000 a year can build real wealth in short order. Think about some of the best parts of your day. How much does it cost to enjoy a leisurely cup of coffee, play a game with your children or nieces and nephews, to take a hike through the mountains or a stroll along the beach? The good life. I've had the opportunity to taste that good life that most people, including a younger me, often daydream about. The pampered life with all of the finer things. Yes, I've drunk Dom Perignon from the bottle like a boss, sipped Opus One with one pinky raised, and I've stayed at my share of 4- and 5-star hotels and resorts. I'm not going to pretend that these things aren't any better than the 3-star experiences and more modestly priced inebriants. However, I'm not convinced that staying atop the Four Seasons for $1,000 a night gives you 10 times the value of the $100 a night 3.5-star Hilton. The wine value is far more questionable. There is fascinating research that our perceived experience with the Cabernets and Chardonnays is flavored far more by what we're told it cost than the actual quality of the wine. Even better, when a white wine is dyed red, wine experts will describe the taste as having all the characteristics of a true red wine. I'm not saying we can't have nice things. If you cut back anywhere and everywhere possible, you could find yourself not enjoying life no matter how much progress you're making financially. Ramit Sethi recommends you, quote, spend extravagantly on the things you love and cut costs mercilessly on the things you don't, end quote. Similarly, the physician philosopher's backward budget looks like this. Number one, define your big picture financial goals. Number two, pay your future self first. Number three, automate your financial goals. And then number four, spend lavishly on the money that's left. Dine at the French Laundry. Take that trip to Tahoe with the ski-in, ski-out townhome. Upgrade to the VIP tent at the beer fest. Just don't take the most expensive option at every turn in your life. Make it a treat, and you can still meet your money goals. The loose correlation between spending and happiness. Don't take my word for it. Like a good scientist, look at the data. We'll start with an examination of the 2020 World Happiness Index Check, an annual survey that measures the reported happiness of the people in different nations based on a variety of variables. On the whole, there's a trend for wealthier countries to have happier people and impoverished nations to have fewer contented people. However, the richest nations and cities are not the happiest, and some places where people earn far less have much happier people than the most developed nations. For example, people in Mexico City reported a higher current life evaluation score than people in places like Paris, Dubai, and Barcelona in the 2020 World Happiness Report. Here in the US, we don't seem to be getting any happier, despite substantial wealth gains over the past decade. The decline is most pronounced in children and adolescents, and the role of social media has been questioned as a driver of this unfortunate trend. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled Spend Less, Live More by Leif of physicianonfire.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD. for your extended 30-day free trial. And thank you to Leif. He's a former doctor that attained financial independence at 39 and was able to retire comfortably after a 9-year career. He created Physician on Fire to enlighten, educate, and entertain others who have similar circumstances, to keep them informed and inspired, and to look at life a little differently. Stop by physicianonfire.com for a lot of great content and recommendations. I think our consumerist culture conditions us to believe that spending more will lead to more enjoyment. We have a lot of assumptions about how certain purchases will make us feel. Many believe that once they buy that bigger house, the new Tesla, and the luxury brand name clothes, it'll lead to a feeling of fulfillment. But once you understand and experience the concept of hedonic adaptation firsthand, you might just start to question this. Hedonic adaptation is our tendency to return to a set point of happiness after positive or negative events. So if I buy the new shiny thing, it's going to feel good for a little bit. And then it just becomes part of my new normal and has diminishing returns on my happiness. I believe money has the power to buy freedom. But freedom isn't about buying material possessions. It's about having full autonomy over your time to spend it with the people you love and creating what you want to see in the world. If you're creative enough, you might even find that the less expensive option for getting your needs met is actually the superior option. So for example, I very rarely buy clothing. Instead, I like to host clothing exchanges. This is where a group of friends all clean out their closets and bring their unwanted stuff to my place. Then we spend an afternoon of music and mimosas, trying on each other's clothes and taking what we please. Every time I've done this, it's resulted in a closet full of nicer clothes than I would have bought for myself. And it's way more fun than shopping. Well, that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day and a great weekend. And I'll see you on the Sunday show tomorrow, where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.